When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello, and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hello, friends.
Also here is Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Hello.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So I was tromping around through the woods the other day, and I was thinking about different weeds you can run into that you should probably be aware of. Thistle is definitely one that you will get to know quite intimately if you get too close. But if you stay far enough away, nothing should go wrong.
Thistle?
Thistle.
Thistle, like, is a big Scottish deal because it saved a bunch of Scottish people from a battle or something.
Yeah. Scots battle, so, Thistle?
If you are about to launch a battle, make sure there isn't Thistle in the place where you're going to sneak attack through. When you take all your shoes and armor off to be quiet, because then you will step on the thistle and the people you're attacking will be alerted.
Well, they either think you're a banshee approaching them, or yeah, that you probably make a lot of noise.
The thing about thistle is that some of it is very pretty and it's very deceptive. It's kind of a jerk that way. Like, you see this very pretty flower and you're like, oh, look how pretty, and you go over and then it has pulled you in. Basically what I'm saying is that I'm basically a bug. The thistle does what it's designed to do, and it devours me whole, and it hurts.
Getting devoured whole is not a pleasant experience.
It's not. It's pokey.
I personally haven't been devoured whole by a flower, but I can see how that would be a frustrating experience.
But a pretty one.
Yeah, so pretty.
So beware of pretty things, everyone.
Yes.
They can be pointy.
Done.
Blackberries. They're pretty spiky as well, but delicious.
Yeah, they just kind of take over everything, don't they?
Yeah.
They are very invasive.
They're an invasive species. And Himalayan blackberry is some bad news. It will destroy everything you know and love. It will grasp it in its
grispy hands.
Guys, talking is hard.
It is.
It's really hard.
It is.
And blackberries.
Blackberries are jerks.
Tougher than talking. They have points, and
but they'll root
hardy
for you.
And they grow back. Blackberries will root for you.
Yeah, they will.
Oh, that was a good pun. So here's the thing about blackberries. I think they're a really smart plant because they're delicious. And so they have been able to fool people into thinking that they're good news. It's like, oh, hey, look, blackberries are growing here now. That's fantastic. We'll get to eat blackberries. Blackberries are delicious. But in the meantime, the blackberries are like, oh, hey, don't look what we're doing over here. Like, just pay attention to the berries. Don't pay attention to the fact that we're murdering all of the other plants. Like, oh, look, delicious. Yeah, murder. Blackberries are murderers.
And they have accomplices like bears who come in to eat the berries and then maul people in the neighborhood.
Bears are also murderers.
Ninja bears are no joke. It's true.
No.
Oh, joke. Yeah, there are some compounds in blackberries that contribute to the ninja bear venom.
Delicious compounds.
Don't let it trick you like that, Jeff. You've got to stay strong. You've got to stay blackberry
but,
resistant.
But if I just keep a small patch in the backyard that, you
no,
know, that I
no.
keep constantly
nope.
pruned,
nope.
I can
nope.
get delicious berries out
I mean,
of it.
I mean, you're going to leave for a week. You're going to go on vacation, and you're going to come back, and there's going to be blackberries, like, growing through your foundation, up into your home, like, up the stairs.
They will Jumanji that shit
through
for
the
sure.
kitchen sink.
Is Sleeping Beauty in my house at that point? Like,
yes.
Overgrown mm-hmm. my house with vines?
Just vines yeah. and brambles and blackberries everywhere. And you can't live there anymore because the plant has taken over and it won't let you in.
What if mm-hmm. I make friends with the plant?
It's,
Are you going to trust a blackberry?
Maybe.
Doesn't sound good to me.
I mean, I make it a practice not to trust plants. Plants are sneaky.
Those sneaky plants.
They just plan on a whole nother level than we do. They've got so much more time to just kind of move their chess pieces where they need to go, and then wait till we're out of the way, and then bam, there's a forest there.
Forests do sneak up on you overnight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this one, it's got it in the name that you should be careful, but people still seem to not pay attention to it. Stinging nettle. And the stinging really is a bit of a lie, because it's quite painful.
Also very pretty.
Yeah, and edible, if you get it early enough and boil it. So
just like blackberries and thistles,
yeah,
pretty
these
and
are
delicious.
Purple. Like, nettle, they're so pretty. And I just want bouquets of them, but you can't pick bouquets of them because, once again, they will hurt you. And this is a thing that I learned very early on in my life when I first moved into the forests.
Mm-hmm.
To Murderville.
Yep.
There were just stinging nettles everywhere, and they were in bloom, and I was like, oh, how pretty, I'm just gonna go pick some. It was a bad idea. There was a rash involved after. It was just, just not a good plan. But it's so tempting, because they're so pretty.
Like a bug.
I am like a bug. I have issues.
She only flies away.
I do.
I mean, there is a reason that the burrow is underground with the bunker.
What?
It all ties together, lined with thistles. Ground ivy.
Ground ivy?
Yeah, it's not very pretty. It's also not delicious. But it will climb your house really quick.
It also is, really hard on concrete.
It's got really tenacious vines.
Yeah. Like, I get that plants need to have their plant lives, but if they could do it somewhere or not on my house, that would be great. Or on my brickwork. Or in my yard. Ground ivy has to have a native forest somewhere. Maybe it should go home.
Yeah, is that... What about if you had a fence? Would a fence keep it out?
No. No, we're not building fences to keep out the ground ivy. The ground ivy is welcome here. If it needs a place to grow, it can grow.
Well, I mean, the good ground ivy is welcome.
No, it's all fine.
A door in the fence
all...
that lets through the good ivy.
All of the ivy.
All the bad ivy stays out.
All of the ivy can come in. We're welcoming of the ivy. We're not sending the ivy anywhere. If it needs a place to be, take care of it.
It's an invasive plant. We need to uproot it. And send it back where it came
from. I'm really
from.
Uncomfortable with this metaphor.
It's not a metaphor. We're talking about ivy.
Oh.
I'm confused. It's neither pretty nor delicious. It doesn't meet either of the two prereqs that you went over before.
It is pretty. I love how ivy looks growing on a wall.
As it tumbles down the wall?
Growing up. It's pretty. Ivy is pretty.
As it tunnels under your walls?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if we had the ultraviolet vision that the Chrissy does, we would probably think that it is pretty also.
It's true. So, how do you feel about dandelions?
I hear you can put them in salad.
That's true, they're edible. They're neat because they go through metamorphosis, and they're like, I'm a yellow flower. And they're like, I'm a seed pod. And that's kind of neat.
That is kind of neat. But here's
I do like that the seed pod had the deep voice.
I think that dandelions are fine generally, but I mean, after you get so many bouquets of dandelions in your life, they can get a little bit ugh, dandelions. And if they're growing anywhere and you have kids, your kids are going to be like, oh, hey, we have to stop so I can pick all of the dandelions.
What else do you do when you find dandelions?
Leave them be. Or get weed spray and kill them.
Or deadhead them, so you get more dandelions.
No, don't do that.
Are people allergic to dandelions? Because I feel like if the dandelion little seed party goes on...
Seed
and
party!
...and that gets up in people's businesses, then that would be painful and unpleasant.
Can you imagine being allergic to dandelions? They are everywhere.
Right.
Unavoidable.
sounds exciting. I mean, you'd have friends everywhere you go.
I don't trust a weed that's that ubiquitous. It's too much.
But ground ivy is everywhere.
It's not as everywhere as dandelions, because it does not like some climates so well. But dandelions, they will freaking grow in the desert.
They just fly over the fence.
It's true, they have aerial assaults. Horsetail. That's an interesting prehistoric weed.
Tell me about this weed. I've never heard of it.
Horsetail. It is a thick green stock plant with frills that come off of it that grows larger and rounder but hollow as it grows. And it has an underground root system that runs parallel to the surface of the earth about 6 inches below.
And these are a weed?
They are.
Huh. I have never encountered a horsetail other than in the wild, where it's like I'm trespassing on its turf and it hasn't like removed me. So I guess horsetails and I are cool. Yo, horsetails.
Yeah, they snuck their way onto my property, and now I have lots of them that I have to try and destroy every year.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like anything prehistoric probably could be dangerous. Like, if it's survived this long, like, there's no way we're killing it off.
Yeah, it for sure outranks me.
Yeah.
It's extremely hard to get rid of.
But, like, it's extremely hard to get rid of, but also, like, it's kind of paid its dues, so maybe we should just let it grow.
Horsetail's day is gone. It's man's time at this point. We'll conquer that horsetail eventually.
It's like 2 days from retirement. Ah, I finally get to retire from being a horsetail fern, and then gets axed by Jeff.
Well,
weed whacker up in there.
Rooted. Gotta pull it out by the roots.
It's torturous. Ugh.
It is torturous to dig it out.
I'm feeling really sad for plants right now.
Sorry, plants.
We are talking about weeds.
No, but...
Yeah.
Weeds are plants, too.
Yeah, we just kind of arbitrarily designate this whole section of plants that are present yet merely inconvenienced to us. We give them this name, and then that makes it okay to exterminate them. Makes you think.
Nope.
Well, it makes us think, apparently. Not Jeff.
Well, I'm glad you two have been having these quandaries. You can come join me in a weeding party sometime.
Oh, so sad. Not it. This is specifically why I do not own property. Because if you don't own property, you don't have to pull weeds.
It's true. You generally don't, unless they start growing into your walls where you live.
Yeah, I mean, if they start coming in through my vents and stuff, though, like, I'm going to leave where I'm at. Like, it'll be...
You'll return later, to your gator, wild.
to my apartment. New apartment time.
And they'll probably have to pay for it, too, if there's plants growing in through you.
That doesn't sound like you'll get issues. Your deposit back.
No, that totally sounds like something that they should have taken care of. Man. Also, I didn't pay a deposit, so I am good to go.
What?
How tricksy of you.
Bonfire at Chrissy's apartment, everybody.
Climb the weeds. Alright, well, that's all the time we have for tonight. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Weeds are plants, too. This is a fish are friends, not food moment. Be nice to the weeds, because... You never know what kind of day they've had.
And if you're not nice to weeds, please remember to be responsible in your use of weed eradicating chemicals and anti-foliants and devastating engineered chemicals beyond the ken of man that have unforeseen consequences, such as the eradication of the common honeybee.
Remember to slash and burn, everyone. Get them when they're young. Thanks for listening.